What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that.
They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, so remind everybody, the Caitlin Clark card was
It was up for auction for a month.
It eventually closed on Saturday. How did it finish?
Yes, very happy with it. It's been a full month of auction, and Saturday morning was only at $3,250. It ended up closing with the final sale price, $10,980, which I was thrilled with that, especially since it's not a PSA 10. The actual amount that I will get before taxes is $9,000. So I'm happy. Very, very happy. I told you on Friday, anything below five and I'd be upset. Anything above six, I'd be really happy. Anything above seven, I'd be thrilled. So I'm thrilled with the result of that. And it worked out after all that. Pulled the card from a break end of April. Here we are, August 11th, and it's finally over. Waiting for the money.
Feel
still,
good to
but
be,
finally
for it to
over.
Be over?
Yeah.
Feels good
I don't
to
know
be
when
over?
I don't know when I get the money. Somebody was asking. I have no idea. It could be a week. I have no idea.
Could be a month.
They're supposed to wire to me. The person has to pay the auction house, obviously. And yeah.
Anyway. Then you'll get the money. Yeah. So as a part of this, I figured, look, maybe you're just like, you probably have some ideas, but maybe you're open to some new suggestions on how to spend $1,000, because I think mine is going to be a little more unhinged.
Oh, gosh.
True? Do you have your list of how you think? I spent about, I'm close to the $9,000. It's a ballpark, but I'm pretty close. Drew, do you have how you would like, do you have the breakdown of how you'd like Alex to spend his $9,000?
Yes, I've got a breakdown.
Down to the penny, huh? Okay.
Not exactly to the penny for myself, but maybe Cody goes into more detail. I think the one thing, though, that we both can agree on is that you should place a $1,000 parlay.
$1,000?
You want me to just throw away $1,000?
No. I'm not having you throw it away because I asked you I asked you one question earlier this morning. I think you had, you know, some illusion as to what it would be, but you do believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to win the Super Bowl. I think
I haven't made my official prediction for the year.
Most years you think that.
I would be stunned if you said they're not going to win the Super Bowl. But let's say the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. Oklahoma City, you've talked about them being the favorite to repeat. They're heavy favorites, actually, to repeat as NBA champions. Let's do that. And then to finish the cash out, bro, type of bet for you, Alex Gold, I asked you earlier this morning who you think's going to win the World Series. And you said other than the Dodgers, which we could have done that, you said the Cubs. Those three, just those three. You're not asking for four or five. If you parlay those three together, $1,000 wins you $386,000.
So you want me to buy it? You want me? So let me get this straight.
You want me to buy $1,000 lottery ticket?
Yeah. So let me get this straight. You want me to take the money that I got from essentially a card that I pulled that turned into a winning lottery ticket for $9,000? You want me to then go buy a $1,000 lottery ticket with the $9,000 lottery ticket I basically got already to try to make it into $300,000.
To try to win the lottery twice.
I'm not asking
this seems like a terrible idea.
I'm not asking you to take all $9,000 and go and bet it all right now. I'm asking you to take a section of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you believe the Chiefs are going to win the whole. I think you believe that.
We'll find out with my final predictions.
You said the Cubs. If it was the Dodgers, that takes you from 386 down to just 86, but it's still $86,000. Let's say it's the Dodgers.
Okay.
I think it's just three things. We can turn it into a cash out, bro, segment. You would cash out, I think.
Absolutely cash out.
But I feel like that's a bet that you should make. I think that would be a fun bet to follow over the course of this football season, the rest of the baseball season.
Yeah. I mean, if you got through the first two, just cash out.
If you got,
who cares about the third one? You get through the first two.
Series, and then the Chiefs won the Super Bowl, then I think you should cash out 100%.
Yeah, if the Cubs just made the World Series, I'd start getting excited.
It's just, you know what I mean?
Like, they were just
yeah.
Even if you just bet the Dodgers to win the whole thing, which we probably think is going to happen, you already are above to cash out at maybe $4,000 or $5,000 compared to the $1,000.
Yeah. Okay. I appreciate the advice, Drew.
Okay,
I can tell you there's about a 0% chance.
We can't spend
that
too much time on the parlay. What
all right. Sorry. I do think that you should take $1,000 and dedicate it to your trip to Vegas in some way, shape, or form, and using it to spend.
Okay. Well,
when
I've
you
got
guys
specific plans for that.
I don't know. Okay. I don't know if you did the numbers, Cody.
I did. I'm at $9,000 exactly. I
looked up $1,000 of Propel. What it would get you at Sam's Club?
I bought a Propel too. That's nice.
1,500-ish bottles of Propel you would get with that $1,000. That covers you for probably the next. Until they're expired, I would assume, the next 2 or 3 years.
That'd be 5 years worth if you drank one a day.
I would also say this, two more things.
I spend way less on Propel. I want to make that clear.
It wouldn't be Drew's list for you if you don't dedicate $1,000 to getting 8 massages, deep tissue massages, in Kansas City. I looked it up. It gets you 8 of them. And then the rest you should take on a trip to go to the national football or the national title game for the college football championship. So it wouldn't be me if...
Okay.
Is that it?
You didn't spend some college football money.
That's how you spent it?
That is it.
Okay. Mine's... Okay, so first off, I want to make it clear. I also spend some money on Propel. You drink it every day. I've already told you should buy it in bulk. He's spending $1,500. That's a crazy number.
No, $1,500 on Propel?
I'm spending $1,000 that gets you 1,500 bottles.
I'm saving you...
Oh, okay.
I'm saving you money in the long run. I only have $300 dedicated to Propel. I just want you to be set up
for
a little while.
Thank you, Cody. Appreciate
not
that.
Not trying to get carried away with your money on there. I also have you getting new spoons and forks for about $100. I'd like you some quality cutlery for the rest of your life.
You want me to buy nice forks?
Yes! You're an adult.
That is so low on the list.
That's why it's only $100. There's a lot of stuff.
You want me to buy a brand new silverware set. Okay, got it.
Hear me out.
Okay.
I feel like this is like something that I would have just expected you to spend money on at some point in your life, but you didn't. I felt bad if I spent your $9,000 and I didn't have one investment strategy. So you're buying $1,000 of Bitcoin right away from me. That's what you're doing with the $9,000. $1,000 in Bitcoin. That is your investment portfolio. The rest on the $8,000 we're blowing. You ready?
Hold on. You want me to invest in Bitcoin?
Mm-hmm.
If this was 2012, I would agree.
Invest.
2025, you want me to...
He's got you on a $1,000 parlay.
Okay, true. Fair.
What do you think is more likely to go up in the next 10 years? Your parlay or this thing?
Parlay. It's the parlay.
No, Bitcoin will probably keep going up, but okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I felt like I wanted you to have some things... Some fun things and some things for your life. So I got another $500 going back into the card game. I found a Travis Kelce PSA 9 clear downtown card. I thought he doesn't own anything from Travis Kelce.
I do.
Oh, you know what? You have a card?
Not like that. I actually just I bought a Travis Kelce card at the card show in Lee Summit.
Well, I
didn't
know that. I
but
wanted you to
not
have
a downtown. Not a downtown.
I wanted you to have a high quality Travis Kelce card for your PC. So
all
I thought, you know,
I appreciate
I'm going to get
thank
some,
you.
Alex something.
Okay.
Then here's where we start getting reckless.
Oh, geez.
The rest of this is just the normal stuff. That's just the baseline. I'm spending a little bit of your money. Now we're starting to get into it. I think $1,000 in Vegas for either the strip club, because you know I won't go, so you might as well have a great time by yourself. Or
I'm not going to strip club by myself.
Spending $1,000.
What?
I'll go. If you spend $1,000,
you have to
go.
100%. You have to go, Cody.
Or you can get that briefcase steak.
Oh, a Pappy's Steakhouse.
Yeah, I wanted to come out the gold briefcase. Whole thing.
Yeah, one of those two have to be done.
That'd be a fun way to spend that $1,000.
I could just go eat at Barry's though at Circa.
But admittedly, that would be an amazing time to do it. We're also putting $600 on Caitlin Clark's number 22 on roulette.
Oh, we are.
Well, you know,
I'm
helping you.
I'll put
a little money on it.
You're chipping in and half of it? Is that what I'm hearing?
Are we going to do 300 each?
Okay.
On her number, I think you got to put something on 22 on a roulette
wheel.
Seems kind of crazy not to do that.
Okay.
And then there's the stuff that I think could benefit the status of the show, which is important, I think, for your life.
Let me hear this.
The status of yourself and other things. So, number one out of the gate, I looked up what it cost for 2 years of premium Hinge. Goldberg and Rachel Ryan on premium. None of this regular dating apps.
I like it.
Hinge premium, baby.
I like
We're going to the top.
How much money?
$300 for a couple
like
years.
It.
I'm why would I ever pay for a premium of a dating app? Those that's so unnecessary. It just means get, I think you can I think that only means you can swipe gold. More or something. I think that's
okay,
all you're
great.
Getting.
Swipe more, better
I don't
matches.
Swipe more.
Open up the possibilities, you know? The apps haven't worked great. Let's see if a
Cody
little hits premium.
I'm not
now.
Actively
yes.
on the apps right now, but okay. All right.
I got forgot you. It's football season now, Cody.
So that's on there. Then I think that we should to add to the dating game. I looked up what it would cost for a day's worth of skywriting.
It what?
Would.
Skywriting?
Like, you know, like the smoke in the planes?
Oh, Scott. Okay. I was not thinking that. Skywriting.
It's about, it's
oh,
a couple
said,
of grand.
Okay.
This is his
writing,
future.
Skywriting.
This is for his
me,
life.
You want me to pay for someone to fly in circles and spell out things?
Yeah. Yeah.
For what? To who?
The dating stuff. Your Hinge profile.
Wait, you want
they're connected.
You want someone to, you want an airplane
yes!
to, or
I looked
hang
at the
a banner?
Skywriting's way cooler.
So you want a plane to fly on with the, fly around Kansas City at Arrowhead before Chiefs game with a banner that says, here's my link, help yeah. me get a date? That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
That's pathetic.
Pathetic.
Hey, I
I'm trying to help.
Thing. Hey,
it's not okay.
And then I think
okay,
you need a betting right. hobby outside of the NFL. I don't think you get enough action during baseball season. I found what I think will be the premium one during non-football season. It appears the best thing to bet on from a like handicap perspective, pigeon racing. Huh? So we're putting $500 and you're getting into the pigeon
that
racing.
That is more
game.
Egregious than my $1,000
yes,
parlay.
It is. Yes, it is.
That's more egregious.
Pigeon racing?
I want you to have a new betting hobby.
Cody just wants me to blow most of this money away.
Oh, no. I also have $1,500 for cooking lessons because I think it'd be important to like learn a good life skill.
He's getting you the silverware.
$1,500 for cooking lessons?
Yeah, I want you to be able to cook well. I think it'd be nice. That's a good skill. It's important.
I'm surprised that you didn't
say that's a lifelong skill.
Gold, I'm surprised that Cody did not say an Amazon palette. I'm very
surprised. He knows we're out on that game.
For that.
I wasn't going to win anybody
we
over
We are out on that game. That was a disaster last time.
So you guys have some other suggestions.
Yeah, okay. So how many of these things are you actually consider? Would you actually consider?
Top on my list. 5-0.
Because I already have, my thing is I already kind of know what I'm doing with most of it.
What is that?
It's not
they're
that
all very
much,
sensible things.
Because it's not that
disclose.
Like as much. Don't get me wrong, I'm thrilled that I got $9,000 for the car, but also it's not $100,000. Okay, this is there's not much. There's not that much to go around.
You just see how much you can get done with $9,000.
No, like I already know. Like I already told you. Like there's a balance on one card. I'm going to pay off on one credit card, and then I'm going to jumpstart the IRA, and then I'll leave a little bit of money after that. That's basically what I'm going to do.
Hold on. How much money after get. Like $1,000, $2,000, or are we?
I think I would have if I put in the IRA what I want to put in there, I would probably have like $2,500 to $3,000.
You need to take all of that
to
Vegas.
$3,000.
You need to take all of it to Vegas and just see what happens.
To see
strip club roulette wheel.
I'm not going to a strip club and blowing money. That's stupid. Okay. I'd rather put $3,000 on a parlay. Okay,
yeah,
like
rather.
I mean, like what are we doing? Like
$1,000 on my parlay, $1,000 at the casino, and then you get the briefcase stake as
How
well.
Sick are you going to be if Drew's parlay hits?
We actually need to keep tabs on it now.
If the three legs.
Well, he asked for my teams. I guess it's my. I guess I'll do a smaller version of that parlay, but I'm not putting $1,000 on a World Series, Super Bowl, NBA.
So you'll take 100. So you would bet 100 to win $3,800.
I don't know if I even do 100.
Oh, wait, no.
What's the odds
on
$50?
Yeah, what can we get for $50, Drew?
I'd have to hang on a second.
I don't think they're going to give you the same odds, you know? If gold threw 50 on it just for. So he did something on these two lists.
I mean, if you reran the numbers, let me pull it back up.
Someone says, put all the money in VOO. It's funny you say that. That's actually the fund I'm in on my IRA. Thank you very much. So that's exactly, we're on the same page.
I think the Cubs number actually changed since this morning.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Got better or worse?
Better. It's now, I think it was 1,400. Now it's 16-1.
Okay.
All right. Hang on a second. I gotta find it again and put it together.
Someone says Cody wants to get silverware, cooking lessons, and a girlfriend for $9,000, trying to make gold sound desperate.
Honestly, that doesn't sound like a bad price.
Someone says
think
I should invest.
How much money you spent dating over the years? $9,000.
Someone
for a future wife.
Right, someone says I should invest in a bee farm, have it placed in Cody's backyard, then have a date night dinner with a stripper and go to 1587 Prime.
I did seriously.
1587 Prime, actually, you might, that might be a trip.
One celebration
you.
Dinner is a nice thing, but
right,
like that
I've
doesn't cost
it.
You a grand.
No.
Well, it's a few hundred dollars for you.
Very good. Anyway, go ahead.
If you bet 50 on that three-leg parlay, again, to remind people, Cubs World Series winner, Oklahoma City NBA Finals winner, and the Chiefs win the Super Bowl. $50 wins you $26,597.
Jesus, crazy.
That's more realistic than a $1,000 bet, Drew.
The 50?
Yeah. I mean, there's no way in hell I'm betting $1,000 on a parlay.
Now, okay, so I'm curious now, because obviously the World Series would be more of a guarantee if it was the Dodgers, who have significantly better odds. If you did that bet, $50 on the Dodgers included, instead of the Cubs, you still get $5,500. So theoretically, you bet $50 on that. The Dodgers win the World Series. I don't know what that cash out jumps to, but you could at least make some money on just simply having the Dodgers win the World Series.
Somebody says, rather than spend the $9,000 on the things I'm suggesting that could help you in the dating world, they're saying just buy an engagement ring and invest it. Just get the engagement ring now with the cash.
Oh,
that way, in case you meet the right girl, you're already set and it's paid for.
Our guy Rob, being single,
just buying an engagement ring just in case.
Our guy Rob Collins with the smart advice, Cody. Spend 10% of your earnings, put the rest in a money market account. It's liquid in case you need it as an emergency fund. I told you, I'm definitely putting a good chunk of it in an IRA I have, just to get that a nice little boost here unexpectedly in 2025.
Sure. If you were into golfing, then I would tell you to get a golf membership. I don't even think Dusty did that with the money that he won on the card that he got.
Yeah, I think he ended up clearing $3,000 off of a card he got.
I think he ended up taking that trip.
So this is $9,000, take a trip to Greece and Italy. I wish.
That'd be a sweet way to spend it.
I wish, yeah.
That'd be a nice trip for one
person. I have a trip planned during the Chiefs bye week, but that has nothing to do with Greece or Italy or whatever, and that's not going to cost anywhere near $9,000.
I hope not.
I appreciate these suggestions.
Take them into
Buying in bulk should happen anyway,
I think. I don't know about $1,500 worth, but yeah.
$1,000 gets you 1,500 bottles. I don't know if you'd be able to go through all of them before they expired. It's probably two years ahead, those bottles.
Say it again?
If you got 1,500 bottles of Propel, I don't know if you'd
drink
be able
an
to,
average of two a day.
I don't know if you,
that's obviously seven, not enough.
I mean, it'd be 2 years. I don't know when they expire. You might not be able to even
that's
clear the entire bottle. All the bottles.
Where am I going to store it? I have a storage. I do actually have a storage locker
could
or whatever.
Could you imagine how crazy your neighbors would think you were? Are they one of like the public ones where you can kind of like see through them?
Like the storage?
Yeah.
No, it's at a storage more facility. It's like it's indoor.
I thought you meant like at your apartment.
No, I mean I pay a monthly thing at a facility.
You store it.
I've moved a few times. I got stuff in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you're just storing Propel? You got to go over there once a month to reload?
Oh, if I store it. No, right now it's got...
That's actually what he's doing now, Cody. He actually is storing Propel there as well.
Yeah, it's got stuff I couldn't fit in my apartment and some other stuff.
I will say
backup
this.
TVs. I'm not even kidding. I have two TVs in there.
If you were if you were the best uncle ever, you would get both your nephews Nintendo Switches with some.
They already have a Nintendo Switch.
They already
Switch.
Have one.
Oh, or I meant the new one, but.
They have the new one too. They're spoiled.
I'm still stuck in being forced to get bananas every second of my life for my kid. He goes to bed at night and he's like, hey, I'm going to need 18 bananas tonight. And then he wakes up in the morning and asks whether I've got
them. On the Donkey Kong game?
Yes!
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast?
Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.